Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It's a very appropriate song. Usually start in other news off with death. Today we're starting it off with life. Ashante and St. Louis's own... maybe avid listener of the Mark Cox Morning Show, Nelly. They announced the birth of their first baby together. The boy's name is Kareem Kincaid Haynes. So congratulations to the couple.
Nice. Aww. Not Kareem Kincaid Nelly? Wouldn't you want to pass that along?
Cornell
as a
is
legend?
His first name.
Oh, I know.
He'll probably
know.
Go by Nelly Jr.
Yeah, Nelly Jr. Congratulations.
I think there already is a Nelly Jr.
Speaking of Nelly, I think they just released the police video of his arrest.
Oh, they did? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And I'm guessing everything Scott Rosenblum said was correct.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'll have to go look.
TV travel guide Rick Steves revealed on Wednesday that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. In a social media post, he shared that he will undergo surgery next month in Seattle. However, before the procedure, Steve plans to film two episodes of his PBS series, Rick Steves Europe, in France over the next 3 weeks.
Oh, good luck to him.
Yeah, he doesn't seem too concerned about it, but
if
man,
they
it's prostate
it
cancer. I know,
good check,
but still.
Everybody.
Yes.
It looks like Chick-fil-A is making a bold move into the entertainment industry by planning to launch a lineup of original content on its own streaming platform. This is according to Deadline. The fast food company has been collaborating with several major production companies, including some prominent studios, to develop family-friendly programming, especially in the unscripted genre.
Wow, so we're talking TV.
TV.
Well, they're starting out with a game show.
Yep. But it'll be wholesome.
It
won't air on Sundays.
Now that one I'll give you.
I always want Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. You know what? We need that. So good for you, Chick-fil-A. I'm tired of turning on shows and seeing everyone barely wearing anything and talking about stuff that children should not be hearing. Or really
it,
even adults for that matter.
Yeah. Will you pay for Chick-fil-A streaming?
Well, it depends what's on it.
I guess so. It'll depend on the content. I do have a bone to pick with him, though. I took my grandson to the Chick-fil-A in Mid-Rivers Mall drive yesterday at 364 there. Mm-hmm. And the play place was closed. That's like going to McDonald's and them telling you the milkshake machine is broken.
Oh, so
that
every
shouldn't
day?
Happen. No, I don't know. I don't know how often it's closed, but it was shut down. He was so disappointed. But go ahead. Sorry.
The Acolyte, the Star Wars series on Disney Plus, has officially been canceled just after one season. Despite ending with cliffhangers hinting at a second season, the show received mixed reviews and criticisms from fans, leading to a decline in viewership. So,
it wasn't canceled. They just decided not to renew it.
Carl has to defend it. He takes personal offense to that.
They
canceled it because the show sucked.
And you saw it? How much? Not at all.
Watched every second of it.
I did see it.
Big fan of Star
Ethan
Wars.
Did not care for it.
I have all the figurines, Carl.
It was just
I'm probably a bigger Star Wars fan than you.
I believe you.
Although the fight scenes were great. I'll give it that.
By the way, Luke Skywalker was at the Democratic National Convention to see.
No, Mark. Mark Hamill was at the
and he
DNC.
Is all in for Kamala Harris. Did you know that?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
He is.
Follow him on.
Listen.
Mr. Hamill, any comment on President Biden's speech last night? What'd you think of it?
I'm speechless. It was fantastic.
What about the whole night?
Oh, well, I don't know how they're going to top last night, but fingers crossed.
How confident are you that Harris is going to win in November?
Very confident.
Very confident. This is a guy who talks to little green men, so I'm not too worried about it. But go ahead, Ethan. I interrupted.
Oh, you're good. Today is a very special day for women across the country. Do you know what it is, Mark?
Is it National Women's Day?
It is not. Today,
National Men's Day? Are they excited?
No, today Starbucks is releasing its fall menus.
Oh, no.
Pumpkin spice lattes are back, ladies.
Aren't
get out there and get them.
Still a month away from fall. I mean, aren't we like in late September?
September 21st. Isn't
yeah,
that
I thought
the
so.
Start of fall?
Yeah.
Every year it's
month.
Earlier.
It's too early for that.
I'm not one of those people who has to get in line for it. I do like them, but I'm not going to be obsessed. Like, I don't have to have all the pumpkin things.
Went through Home Depot yesterday,
yeah.
And they've got the Halloween stuff out already.
They've had that out for months.
I didn't notice it till
Summerween,
so
Mark.
The other day. Too early. And the big skeleton thing, I'd love to have one of those. They're like $300. I'm like, I'm not spending spending that much money on animatronic things like that.
We need to get a sponsor.
Yeah, no kidding. I'd love to have one, but that is not in the budget. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.